Don't forget our memory, this is February's memory verse. Okay? And only one person has to have recited it to me.
Yeah.
Okay? So you have 2 weeks left.
2 weeks left. Two more Sundays. This is our memory verse for this month. Okay? All right. So, who can tell me what we've been talking about as we've gone through this water series? Raise your hand. The last several weeks, what have we been talking about? We've been going through a series. Those of you that have not been here, I don't expect you to know, but who can raise your hand and tell me?
Watering.
Watering, okay. But what are things that we can do in our lives to help us grow?
Drink water.
Pray.
All right. Pray.
And read the Bible.
Read the Bible. What else?
Eat food.
Walk and talk to the Lord.
Help people about God.
There you go. Memorizing scripture, okay? Yeah, so we talked about reading, we talked about memorizing scripture, we talked about prayer. All these things that we can do in our daily lives that will help us to grow in the relationship that we have rooted in God. So based on this week's game, what do you guys think we're going to be talking about? Based on the game that we just played, what do you guys think we're going to be talking about this week? What?
Trading?
Taxes?
Taxes, okay. These are interesting answers. Anybody else got any ideas?
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring?
What
do you just do in the game? All right. Well, we're going to be talking about giving. The outcome wasn't what you guys expected, was it? Like, typically when you play a game, the person with the most candy is, or the most of something is the one that wins. Most points, I win the game. Unless you're playing golf, I guess. But most games, the person with the most, the fastest person, that's the person that wins the game. Today, the winner of the game was the person who gave away the most. The person that had the least at the end. It's a lot easier for you to ask for something that you want than to give something that you want away. Can we all agree to that?
Yeah.
It's easier to ask for something that you want than to give something away. I know I gave you guys candy, but I want you guys to focus, Elias, or I'll separate you. Okay, pay attention. Lock in for 20 minutes. That's it. Like I said, it's a lot easier to ask for something in return than to give something away. What comes to your guys' mind when you think about giving? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Raise your hand. Go ahead.
Oh, like a holiday.
Like giving? A holiday?
Okay.
Like a birthday? Okay, giving presents?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Okay. Yeah. What else? What else comes to your guys' mind? When you think about giving, what comes to your mind? Anything? Raise your hand. Nobody? Go ahead.
Charity?
Like money or time? That's a good one, yeah?
Mr. Beast.
Donating? Like giving stuff?
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, okay. Obviously, most people, what comes to their mind, I guess it may be in the adult world more so than your guys' is, when they think of giving, it's money. Tithing, giving their money, 10% to back to God. But tithing, yes, like that's something that we're asked to do. But biblical giving is a lot more than that. Giving is more than just giving monetary things or giving gifts. So today we're going to be looking at giving and how giving in our lives can help us to grow. We're going to turn to Acts chapter 20. And again, Acts chapter 20, yes. I'm going to read a quick verse, then we're going to bounce around for a couple. So if you don't have a Bible, grab a Bible, okay? Acts 20, and we're going to be in verse 35. Let me see what the Bible tells us about giving. Okay? Does any of you have a red letter Bible where the words are red when Jesus is speaking? Yeah? Okay. All right, so this will stand out to you guys more so, but to all of you, I'll iterate it. It says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And these are in his words. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving shouldn't be hard for us. Jesus tells us that giving should be a blessing. It should be better to give something than to receive something back. So when you're giving stuff, when you're giving things away, when you're giving somebody, like when you're giving candy away, were you doing it with like a good heart attitude? Just because you wanted to see somebody else in the room get what they wanted? Somebody wanted all peach rings. I wanted to give them peach rings. Or were you doing so because you wanted less of that one thing and more of another thing? When we're giving, when we, you know, biblical giving, when we're giving, we should be doing so with the right heart attitude. So do we give when we get, when we do give, do we give with a good heart? Or do we do it for some other reason? Is there another purpose behind it, another motive? Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm reading most of these verses today just for the sake of time. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And we'll be in here for a little bit. So if you were in the book of Acts, turn to the right or more towards the back of your book. If you're looking for it. If somebody beside you doesn't know where it's at, help them find it. 2 Corinthians 9. I'm going to be in verse 7. It says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God loveth a cheerful giver. Every man according to his purpose of his heart. So let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God loves somebody that gives cheerfully. Not because they have to. Not because there is something that they're going to get. Not like, alright, I'll give you this shark if you'll give me a peach ring, you know, or I'll give you this if it gets me that. God isn't wanting us to like give us money or anything like that. God wants us to give when we give, to do so with the right heart attitude. He's more interested in our heart of giving. So when we give to Him, we don't have to do so out of pressure or because we're being prideful. We should do so because that's like what we love to do. That's what like our heart desires to do. We desire to give to those around us. I know that you guys are wondering, like at your age, like what do you have to give? What do I have to give God? Like what? I don't have a job, so I can't tithe. I don't have money to give Him. So what is something that you guys can give? Like what is something you guys have that you can give back to like to honor and glorify God? Go ahead.
Soccer ball.
Okay. Ethan, what do you got?
Oh, I was going to say money.
Money. Okay. You got a lot of money to give? You got a job? Steady income? Okay. But you, yourself. It's not about what you're, somebody
I
else can give. Okay. Anybody else got anything? Like what, at your age, what you can give?
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
You're not, I have a wrong answer. You mean
just ideas.
Time? Okay. That's a good one. What? What else?
Just, I'll probably money.
Money? Okay. You can give your time. You guys have talents. All of you have a talent. Soccer, okay? If God calling you to do something, maybe go out and play soccer, share the gospel for...
He's not good at soccer.
Well, I know. I watch him play. He's not. But I'm just trying to make him feel better. I'm being charitable in my comments, you know? Alright. But God wants... He has times and talent. You can give Him service. Tuesday. What are we doing on Tuesday? What did Luke just say in there, in his announcements? What is happening on Tuesday afternoon?
Bible
assembly. We're going to go make Bibles in the church. If you have time and you can get your parents to get you up here, then you can make Bibles. You're giving service, forgiveness to others, being kind and generous and being forgiving to people around you. You can give that. As you get older, yes, you can give monetarily. But in whatever you're doing, in whatever you're giving, God wants you to do so cheerfully. He doesn't want you to do it with, like, I'm getting something, Ethan, cut it out. I'm getting something in return. He wants you to do so, like, because you love to do it and because it's on your heart to do it. So, when you are giving, why? Like, why are you giving? Like, what's your motive behind it? You know, think about that. Like, what is your motive when you give something? Okay? You don't have to give me an answer. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. We were here last week. We were talking about the alms. Matthew chapter 6. It's in the Gospels. We're going to be at verse 1, just the very first verse. It says, take heed that ye do not, that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Last week we talked about praying and how you don't have to pray in public. You don't have to do so in front of other people. Same can be said for giving. You don't have to give and then be like, look what I did. You know, you don't need to do so for show. You don't have to do so to prove that you did more than the person next to you, to prove that you're doing more than the this, that, or the other. You're not doing so to appease anybody. It says, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Like, God warns us against, right here in this verse, against doing those things. To do so, to make yourself look better, to make yourself feel better. Like, God warns you about doing and giving time, talents, treasure, all of that, for personal gain, for your pride. He does. It tells us right there in that verse. We're not supposed to do that. We don't need to do that. We aren't to do so to be noticed. We are to do so because it's what we love to do. On Tuesday, if Lincoln comes up here and makes Bibles, and Adeline comes up here and makes Bibles, all right, and Lincoln comes up here because Luke handed us a bingo card, and one of the things on the bingo card was checking off a box to doing a service at the church, helping out with making Bibles. And Lincoln's like, all right, I'm going to go check one of my boxes. But Adeline comes up here on Tuesday with the intentions that she thinks it's really cool that we're making Bibles. We're going to assemble God's Word, and it's going to go to Albania for people that need it. And Adeline thinks, that's awesome. That's really cool. I love to have my hand in that. And that's why she's here, okay? Both of them come on Tuesday. Both of them put Bibles together. Which one do you think pleases God more?
Adeline.
Because why?
Because she does it.
She does it out of the sweet goodness of her heart.
The sweet goodness of her heart. Man, aren't you guys just right there with it? All right, see, if we're saved and we truly want to grow, if you really want to have a relationship with God, which is the whole meaning of our water season, we're trying to be purposeful and intent on growing, on doing things to help us in our walk. If you're something you have to offer, is time and your talent and your treasure, it's important that we're giving these things so that God gets the glory. Not us, not our own personal gains, or to make us look better or someone else. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. All right, God loved us so much that he sent Jesus here to die for us. So the least we could do is do the same in return, right? Our offerings should be from a place of love and with a cheerful heart. Back in 2 Corinthians, if you held your place, I should have told you to hold your place. It's back to the right. We flipped to the left, now we're going back to the right. 2 Corinthians, okay? We're going to be right there in chapter 9 again. And it's the very next verse. Verse 8. On 1 Corinthians, sorry. Alright, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And it said, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Essentially, this is saying that God provides all things for us. God has, he's going to provide us with everything that we need. Like, you worry, like Ethan says, like, I don't have a lot of money, but I have a little bit, you know. God provides. We wouldn't have what we have in life if it wasn't for God already. Okay? So, always having all sufficiency in all things. God gives generously to us. So, it is important that we are reciprocating that to others. If you struggle to give your time or to help someone out, or to give something without getting something in return, then God's probably trying to do a work in your heart. If you're saved and it's hard for you to give something without the expectation that you receive something in return, then you need to kind of check your heart. You need to see where you're at. Do what? I thought you were saying something. You guys are being a distraction. You guys need to focus.
I think you farted.
Okay, well. At your guys' age, getting into a habit of giving something regularly, giving normally, giving so without having to, the older you get, it's just going to get easier. The easier, it'll be easier for you to do things. As an adult, there are times when, like, I first started, like, as I grew in my faith, all right, and me and Kendra started to come to church more, and then we started to tithe, or we started to give our time, there would be times where, you know, it's time to tithe and be like, man, I don't know if I can give this. What if my car breaks down? I would have like reservations, or the church needs help making Bibles on Tuesday. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I can make it on Tuesday. Adeline's got practice. You know, I start thinking of all these things in my head that I can be doing other than what I should be doing. And I'm making excuses. I'm not giving all of my, I'm not giving everything to God. The biggest thing that we were struggling with during those times when we had questions or doubts about what we should be doing, which we knew was right and what we should be doing, is we weren't trusting God, with faith. We weren't trusting with our finances. We weren't trusting with our time. And that's not right. Giving is an act of faith. We have to do so because we know that God has a better use for those things than we do. We understand that God is going to provide for us sometimes even more than what we had to begin with. I got $10. Just, you know, I'm going to give $5 and I'm just going to trust that God's going to do better with it than what I did. Or I'm going to give all 10 and I'm going to trust that God's going to do better with it than I am. And then a couple of days later you find out, whatever, you got a raise at work. And now, you know, hey, that last $10 that I had, you know, God put it to good use or whatever. So we shouldn't just be giving things because it's easy, though. Everyone is busy. Everyone has lots of things going on in life. You have the same 24 hours that Jake has. Jake has the same 24 hours that Lincoln has. Summer and Autumn have the same 24 hours that you guys have. We all have the same amount of time. And I don't know about you, and a dollar for you is the same amount as a dollar for me. The value doesn't change, you know. Elias holding a dollar and me holding a dollar, we both only have a dollar. That's all. It doesn't mean more in his hands than it does in my hands. So it's important that we're giving the time, the talent, and the treasure that we have, even when it's not easy. Everybody is going to have those struggles, like worrying about their car breaking down or worrying about having enough time to do that. As long as we are consistent in our giving and we are, like, it's not a bad thing to be sacrificial, in our offerings, because those things please God. It creates a healthy habit in our lives. It's honoring and glorifying to Him, and it gets us to the point where giving becomes more of like a lifestyle for us. Like, giving shouldn't be something that's hard for you. It should just be, like, spiritually, you should get to a point in your life where you don't even have to think about it. You just, like, your tithing is just something that you just do. It's not even a thought for you anymore. You don't even think about it. They need help at the church, you know, you just find the time. You know that assembling those Bibles and getting them to Albania is way more important. Those Bibles are going to do way more with their time than my 2 hours on a Tuesday night or my hour on a Tuesday night, you know. So to recap, God wants us to give cheerfully. He wants us to give because we love to, not just because we have to. We have more than just money to give. Giving isn't just about giving money. We have our time, we have service, we have forgiveness. We can offer encouragement to others. You know, just being a nice person, loving God and loving people. Like, you're giving something, you're giving them back a smile. You don't know what somebody else is going through in a day. Just smiling to somebody can literally brighten their whole day up. You don't know that. So just being nice. Summer and Autumn, they greet people as they walk into the church. They give hospitality. They let their smiles brighten up everybody that comes through the door. They allow them, their smiles to brighten up everybody's day that's coming through the doors. We all have something to offer. Giving isn't always something that is easy. Sometimes it does require us to have sacrifice. But Matthew 6:21, does that verse come to anybody's mind? Popular verse, not very long. Where your treasure is. Nothing? Nobody? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You ever heard that? Oh yeah, you knew it, didn't you? You knew I said treasure and you knew a topic. I figured somebody out there might know. Alright, we don't have to give, it's not an obligation. Like, giving, being nice, being kind, we're not obligated to do so. But we should give because we are believers, because we are different. We have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We should be a new person. We should be transformed. We shouldn't be somebody that resents giving something to somebody else. That verse says it all, like the whole, it all, you know. For where your heart is, there where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. When we have a relationship with God, He's got everything. He's got our wallet. He's got our hearts. He's got our time. Like, He's in control. He's got everything that we need. In this year, in 2026, like, my prayer for all of you guys is, like, your guys' growth. To see you guys in your walks to grow, to be better, that you're watering yourselves, that you guys are taking the time to invest in your relationship with the Lord, that you guys are being intentional and diligent with what God has given you, that you have something to offer, that you do have something to give, so you don't feel like, so don't ever feel like you don't. Like, you guys should never feel like you don't have something to give. You all, every single one of you, have time, talent, and treasure that God can and will use. The time to give back to God, He will bless you. Proverbs 3:9. That's where I'm going to end.
Proverbs
3:9. 9 and 10, yep. I'm going to read these verses. This is where I shared my devotion on Friday, kind of out of Proverbs 3. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with the new wine. God, honor God with your first fruits. God is going to provide. Your presses will burst out with new wine. Your barns are going to be so full that you have nowhere to put stuff. God will, if you're giving, God will provide more than you ever can imagine, more than you ever thought or had or planned to do with what you had. Anyway, so I'm going to pray and then we're going to get after it. Actually,